Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Those who have clearer understanding of the Scriptures cannot boast in it, because they are made to differ from others only by the grace of God. Neither can those who find certain aspects of Bible truth to be unpalatable to their own mind and that of all natural men find grounds upon which to neglect to declare the whole counsel of God. May the Lord grant that we might rejoice in the unvarnished truth of God, whether we like it or not. This very notion is set forth in Paul's argument in the 9th chapter of Romans. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Such a message is completely unpalatable to the natural thinking of men. If we believe that God does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, then we must recognize that he will perform that which he has set out to do. There is no limitation of that work which he will bring to pass. Modern evangelicalism describes salvation as a deliverance from the pit of hell. Yet the Scriptures describe this salvation as from their sins rather than some future destination or era. Each one of the sons of Adam were by nature dead in trespasses and sins, and it is from this state that Christ came to deliver those whom he loves. The Scriptures are abundantly clear that he performs a work in the sons of God which will be manifested in their salvation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Spirit of God works in the sons of God to give them a love for the Word of God, quite in contrast to those who receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. He causes them to love the brethren. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. This same Spirit wages war against their sinful flesh within them. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. This is a conflict which is unknown to those who are without spiritual life, and is not a simple sorrow over having done wrong, but is a genuine longing to be made clean in the inward parts. The Holy Spirit is a producer of fruit in the children of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Thus Paul describes to Timothy those who are fitted for destruction, and those who are ordained to eternal life. Open and flagrant sinners prove that they shall not escape the terror of the Lord. They despise the way of God, blaspheme the word of God, and can be clearly recognized. These are those whose sins are open beforehand. Then there are those who are somewhat timid in their sin and may even be influenced by a tender natural conscience. They often gravitate towards religion and take comfort in their own supposed righteousness compared to those whose sins are open beforehand. They consider themselves to be morally upright. They are those who follow after, ever learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Then there are those in whom the Spirit of God works mightily. They are described as those whose good works are manifest beforehand. Good works do not influence God in any way, but they are the evidence of his work in his people. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Thus the Lord takes away the hiding place of sinful men, and does demonstrate the hiding place of those in whom he is pleased to work. Those whom the Lord saves are those who confess that they have no righteousness at all, except that which is found in Christ. He alone is their hope.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.